Community conversations today brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Who's sitting next to you, Kay?
We have two seniors from Charles City High School who are serving a delicious Comet Cafe. You guys introduce yourselves and then let's talk about this.
Hi, I'm Quinn McCarty.
And I'm Thane Howlett.
And very special Comet Cafe coming up. Mm-hmm. When is this?
Okay, so it's February 13th at the Youth Enrichment Center out of the fairgrounds. It's a dinner, so it's at night. Doors open at 5:30, and then dinner starts at 6. We're going to have lots of fun stuff. There's going to be live entertainment from the CCHS Orchestra. We have a mocktail bar open there, and we got a lot of good food there, too.
Can you talk about what the menu is?
Yeah, of course. So we're going to be serving a 5-course dinner. So that includes a bread, which is focaccia bread with, I believe, rosemary and some different toppings that Quinn makes. It's very, very good. Then a soup, which is Italian wedding soup. Then a Caesar salad. Then the main dish is a Marry Me chicken pasta. Then to end it off, we have a dessert, which is angel food cake.
Nice. I don't think you're going to leave hungry.
No, we might not.
We hope not.
So talk about Comet Cafe in general. It's a part of, it's a class kind of that you take. Explain.
It's just a class you can take. You need, I think, 2 years of culinary before, or 2 semesters of culinary before you can take it. Real fun class. It's ServSafe compliant, so we can serve food to people in the community and teachers, which is our main, you know, audience who we're selling to. But every other week we usually make a dinner or a lunch, and the teachers come by, stop into Katie Mead's room, who's the teacher, and they get good food instead of, you know, school food or food from home.
Yeah, well then, when we get to be a part of the class, we have to get approved by Mrs. Mead, and then, during the class, we each get to plan our own lunch, too. So, I planned mine. Mine was the first Comet Cafe of the year. It was, like, October 4th or something. So I got to plan a meal around what I wanted to do, which, you know, had an appetizer, main dish, side dish, and dessert. And every student's gotten to do that this year, and we're working through the rest of the class doing that.
How many students are in the class?
I think 10 students.
Yep.
So quite a few meals then,
that
each of you plan. Well, so this sounds like a fantastic evening. Tickets?
You can contact Katie Mead at cmead@charles-city@ia.k12.us to find out about tickets. They are $35, but we run a nice little deal with tables, so if you want to get a table of 6, do you remember how much it was?
$200.
$200, so you're saving about $10 to $15. And then with it, there's also an 8-person table, which is $250, so you're saving a whole ticket there. And then when you buy a table, you get posted online usually, and they say, you know, this brand or this company supports Comet Cafe, and then when you get to the dinner, there'll be a table with your placard on it, or like a little plate for you.
Okay. Start times?
5:30 is when the doors open, and then dinner starts at 6.
Okay.
So a great, perfect, a dinner date, since it's going to be the day before Valentine's Day, so hopefully we can get that sold out. More information, do you have any information on the website or maybe a social media page, Facebook?
I don't.
Yeah, so I believe if you go look at either the Charles City, I know there's like an SCCLA or Culinary Arts Facebook page, I believe, or if you go look on the Charles City website, there's probably information on there. If you reach out to the schools, they can direct you to Katie Mead, too, if you're not sure how to get there. But yeah, we'll make sure if anyone wants to go, we try and get them tickets.
And when is the deadline to get tickets?
February 4th is the deadline.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Sounds like a wonderful way to celebrate Valentine's Day. You guys do a fantastic job. Anything else you want to add?
I don't believe so.
No. Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys for sharing time with us.
Anytime. So once again, that's a Comic Cafe Meals coming up February 13th at the Youth Enrichment Center at the Floyd County Fairgrounds. You can learn more about that by going to charlescityschools.org.